Thank you, Chair, and we're grateful to the meeting to have the opportunity to present this document. Within the UK, we have type approval requirements, and these type approval requirements include requirements for lateral protection devices for heavy goods vehicles. We also have use regulations in the UK. So once a vehicle has been registered, there are what we call construction and use requirements. And we're about to make a change to these use requirements. And the change is that where a lateral protection device is required for the purpose of the approval of the vehicle, that lateral protection device must be retained by the operator on the vehicle, and it's got to be maintained as well, so it has to be kept in good condition. That seems to us to be a logical situation, in that wherever you have a safety device fitted to a vehicle, that device should be retained and maintained throughout the life of the vehicle. When there are incidents where someone loses their life in a collision, quite often the coroner will write to a government department, a government authority, and say to us, these are the circumstances where this person lost their life. We would like you, as the Department for Transport, to consider what may be done to prevent future deaths. The incident that occurred in this case is not one where we think the situation is likely to be repeated in any way. But it did cause us to look carefully at the requirements, both in our approval regs, in Reg 73, and in our use regulations. The vehicle involved in the collision was an extendable trailer. The vehicle was not carrying a load at the time. It was not carrying a swap body on the back of it, but it was being driven on the road in its extended condition. When we looked at the vehicle and picture of the vehicle and got further information, a report on what had happened, we discovered that the side guard requirement for these extendable trailers only require a side guard when the trailer is closed to its minimum length, and there is no requirement for a side guard to cover the distance between the wheels when it's in its extended length. As a result of that, our proposal is to see whether anything can be done to try and ensure that lateral protection devices can be fitted to these extendable trailers. We've come across one particular design where, as the trailer extends, the lateral protection device extends at the same time. So you always have a side guard in place. Our suggestion is to remove the absolute exemption in para 13.1.1 and para 16.1.1. And this is in a document 128.11. To remove that absolute exemption, and in doing so, it would then be up to the person presenting the vehicle for type approval to justify to the type approval authority or the technical service why a side guard could not be fitted to the vehicle. So the purpose of this informal document is to explain the proposal that we're making, to provide a bit of justification on why we're doing it, and to seek the input of contracting parties and industry to our suggestions on how to amend Reg 73. As I said before the break, we are keen to ensure that side guards are fitted to as many vehicles as is possible so that we can better protect vulnerable road users. So I'd now like to hear the views of others in the meeting to see whether this is something that can be developed, that could be considered as an amendment to better protect these vulnerable road users. Thank you.